In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Most wonderful Holy Spirit, be my guide. Most wonderful Holy Spirit, speak through me. Most wonderful Holy Spirit, we adore you with Jesus and the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mark 13, verse 9. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. Oh yes, before the coming of the Lord, the gospel must go to all nations. That includes all these Muslim nations. And when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you meditate or premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak. For it will not be you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Spirit of God comes when we are under attack. That the precious Holy Spirit comes when we are under attack. And God wants us to be firm in our commitment to Jesus in the power of the Spirit. How now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. I tell you, this is happening in the Middle East. When Muslims become Christians, brother betrays brother, father betrays son, children betray parents. Yes, because they don't want anything to do with Jesus. They don't want anything to do with Jesus. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So therefore we need perseverance. When things are going wrong, we need perseverance to continue to proclaim the gospel. Last Sunday, I said to the people, I'm throwing some seeds out. You people need to pray with people outdoors. I'm not the only one who prays with people. And one person caught the seed, and he met a gardener. And the gardener had a bad leg, and he said, you know, I'm going to have to quit my gardening because I have a bad leg. And what did Nick do? Nick prayed over that leg, and he was instantly healed. You see, I threw out the seed and someone let it land in their heart and in their mind. You shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, for the name of Jesus. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He that perseveres, we need that great gift of perseverance. That we do not want to look to the left or to the right, but we want to look at Jesus who is in love with us. Perseverance, perseverance, especially under trial. I remember when my father died, I was so very disappointed that we had prayed with so many people, and my poor father died, and he was just young, and it was August 1st. I remember the first thing I did after he died, I started to proclaim the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, because I was discouraged. I had to make a stand of faith that I believe in God. I believe in his Son, Jesus. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by David the prophet standing where it ought not to be, that's in the temple area, let the reader understand, then let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop go down unto the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of your house. Let him that is in the field not turn back for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and woe to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight not be in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto his time, neither shall be. Well, I'm just telling you, we don't even have people that come to church. Imagine if we have to undergo this persecution before the coming of the Lord. I wonder how many people would persevere. You know, I say about myself, I'm the biggest chicken in the world. The only way I will persevere is by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I will persevere under conflict, under being tormented. I will persevere by the grace of God, by the grace of God. For in those days shall be affliction, such was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be survived and saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he had shortened those days. Thanks be to God. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is the Messiah, and lo, he is there, believe him not. For many false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. I tell you, there will be people like the book on miracles that not anything but witchcraft. You know, here is the Christ. You have the Christ life. Yes, I do, through the power of the cross. And you fail to mention the cross. You fail to mention the death of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. You fail to represent Jesus as risen from the dead. This Christ life only comes through the Holy Spirit as a result of Jesus' death and resurrection. Hallelujah. I have Christ life in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Because the Holy Spirit has been poured into my heart. Glory to God. And to your heart. Glory to God. False Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall sow signs and wonders to seduce, if were possible, even the elect. These false prophets would show signs. But you can always know the sign. Let me tell you, if they don't proclaim the blood of Jesus, if they don't proclaim the cross of Jesus, they are not of God. It's as simple as that. Many false prophets will come. Many false Christs will come. But they will not proclaim the blood of the Lamb and the cross of Jesus Christ. And they will not do the miracles that Jesus does through the power of his cross. But take heed, behold, I have foretold all these things to you. Why has he foretold us these things? So that if they happen in our generation, we would be ready. But I'm telling you, many people do not even get their children baptized anymore. I say to the person, are you baptizing your baby? And she'll say to me, well, I'm going to have that child decide for herself. I said, well, that's very good. Have her decide for herself if she wants to go to school also. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Parents, bring your children to be baptized and be filled with the Holy Spirit yourself so that you can teach your children and you can cause your children to have faith. If you have faith, that faith will catch. If you have faith, that faith will catch. The coming of the Son of Man. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Oh, yes, the world will be shaken. I remember the Lord giving me that word. I saw a man on a horse holding the reins of the horse, and the Lord said, "For I tell you, the world is about to be shaken, and you are to hold on to me. Do not be afraid. During those times of shaking, I tell you, you will do miracles that I did and greater still." The world is about to be shaken. I'm telling you, my friends, we who neglect Jesus will cause the world to be shaken. No one talks about neglecting Jesus. I tell you, we have neglected Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Mary, and we will endure those terrible things. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he shall send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, we know that summer is near. So when you in like manner shall see these things come to pass, know that he is nigh, even at the door. Yes, when this persecution is happening in the Middle East, this persecution takes place, I'm telling you, know he is even at the door. Jesus, help us to persevere. Truly, truly, I say to you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm telling you, the word of God is a stronghold for those who cleave to the word of God. But of that day and that hour, no man knows, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you not know when the time has come. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work. And he commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house comes, at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what can I say unto you? I say unto all, watch. Yes, we cannot be fooling around. We need to watch with Jesus. We need to see the signs of the times. We do not know when he's coming, but we do know the season when he comes, that people will be persecuted, they'll be brought before the courts. Yes, and this is happening in the Middle East. It used to happen in Massachusetts with the children with the people who blocked doors, but now we don't do that anymore. I'm telling you, God is powerful. Jesus is waiting for a people that will persevere in difficulty and in not difficulty. Chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of Passover and the unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take Jesus by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. Because the people were saying, this is the prophet who God had promised. And you know, they don't want to do it during the Passover, lest the people raise an uproar. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at dinner, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. in order to get at the spice nard, this was very precious. She had to break the box and pour it all on Jesus' head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? Imagine, they're saying it was a waste poured on Jesus. It was no waste, it was love. It was love that was being poured out on Jesus. This woman poured all that she had on Jesus, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has wrought a work, a good work on me. For you always have the poor with you. Whenever you will, you may do good to them. But you will not always have me. She hath done what she could. She is come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Truly I say to her, whosoever and wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the world, the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken as a memorial for her. I tell you, this woman was pouring out extravagant love on Jesus. Do we pour out extravagant love on Jesus? Are we praying in the Spirit, we who know how? Do we even give 5 minutes a day to pray in the Spirit? To pray in the Spirit. Ka telishi andadodoria ramba da sikara bashor maraka rindala sandado sitria satrdea ka. Oh, my people, listen to my voice. I am very close. Love me, love me, love me. I ask you the same questions that I asked Peter. Do you love me? Do you love me? Tell me. Tell me that you love me. Show me that you love me. Give your life for me. For I say, do you love me? Do you really love me? Then feed my lambs. If you really love me, if you really love me. And we continue. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the high priests to betray Jesus to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give Jesus money and sought how he might conveniently betray him. They were going to give money to the person that was betraying him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where will we go to prepare the Passover, that we may eat the Passover together? And he sent forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, go into the city, and there you shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. This is very interesting, because men never carried the water. That was the woman's job. So it's going to be very clear to them that the man has a pitcher of water probably on his head, and he says, follow him. And wherever he shall go in, say to the good man of the house, the master says, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us the Passover. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found it as exactly as he had said. And they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he came with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, one of you that eats with me shall betray me. Imagine, imagine. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto Jesus, one by one, it is I, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, one of the 12 that dips his bread into the dish, the Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man whom the Son of Man is betrayed by. And we know who it is. We know it's Judas Iscariot. Were it for that man if he had never been born? And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, he blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and said, "Take and drink of it, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Truly I say to you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." So Jesus, on the night before he dies, gives us his body and blood. Is it really his body and blood? Well, I tell you, St. Paul says, "He who eats unworthily the body of Christ sins against the body of Christ. He who eats unworthily the blood of Christ sins against the blood of Christ." It is truly the body and blood of Christ. Truly, truly, truly. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. That's the place Jesus loved to go to pray. And Jesus said unto them, "All of you will be offended because of me this night. For as it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that, when I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." You see, they're all going to forsake Jesus. They're going to run away. He just told them that they needed to persevere, but they get scared. They're going to be run away. "Lord, I do not want to forsake you. I do not want to flee from you. I want to hang around with you. I know you are my Lord. Abide in me, O Lord. Abide in me that I not be like the disciples. I need the grace to stay with you. I need the grace to stay with you. But after that I am risen, I will go to you in Galilee." And Peter said unto Jesus, "Although all shall offend thee, yet I will not." And Jesus said unto Peter, "Truly I say to you, that this day, even this night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he spoke the more vehemently, "I would die with you. I will not die with you in any wise." Likewise also said the same. Yep. But when it came to shove, where did they go? They ran away. I'm asking you today, are you running away from Jesus? He's after you. Are you running away from Jesus? He has plans for you. Are you running away from Jesus? It's time to run toward Jesus. You say, "But I'm so sinful." That's why you need to run toward Jesus and go to confession. Are you running away from Jesus? Let me tell you, if you're running away from Jesus, you'll never be happy. Face your sins in the light of the blood of Christ. Face your sins in the light of the cross of Christ. Jesus Christ forgave our sins on the cross and through his blood. Face your sins. Do not run away anymore. Run to him. I know when people do bad things, they run away from Jesus. It's not time to run away from Jesus when people do bad things. It's time to run to Jesus and put my head in his lap and tell him, "I am sorry for what I have done. Please, Lord, remember me. Please, Lord, remember me." So I tell you today, my friends, it is no time to run away from Jesus. It is no time to betray Jesus. He was betrayed enough by his friends. And now we are his friends. He says, "I call you friends. I do not call you slaves. I call you my friends." And it is time for we who have sinned to run to Jesus and ask mercy and get to confession. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We have just paid May bills. Now we need to pay June's bills. If these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, please write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit that will take place at the Holy Rosary Church between the 20th and the 26th. If you're interested, call 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.